place that embraces what we're trying to build here, that aligns with our vision and our mission. And we truly believe, like as I've said many times, we truly believe the talent that exists in the GTA in Toronto. And we're here to make that happen. So that's what I'm excited for.
Excellent, excellent. And since you guys have taken over, it's been unbelievable. This club has grown so much. The quality on the field has been unbelievable. But now let's look ahead. How do you see the club growing and evolving in the coming years?
Well, Joe, that's a great question. I mean, we've been working very hard with our coach staff, starting with Jorge and Mauro this year. And we're very excited about the young talent, as Ricardo already said, it's in GTA. This year, I can announce we have the youngest team in the league. Not only for the L1 Academy, but also for our first team. No? We average somewhere around 22, 23 years old. And yeah, we're very excited. We brought pretty good players. We are really building practically a very new team from last year's, but we're very excited. I mean, we were always here to support them. They have a great organization around them for them to build up. And also on an L1 team. On an L1 team, it's going to be great. We're going to be playing our home games on York Lines on the same days as the first team, so you're going to have double headers every home game. That's going to be amazing. And can't wait for them to get started. Let's build a community here. It's very important for us. Thank you guys again for being here.
And you take me to my next question, because what I've noticed since you guys have taken over is community. It's all about the community. I mean, look at this. This is unbelievable what we have here today. So in terms of the fan support for your project, our project, what would you say to those here today that are considering joining the Nine Strikes family?
Yes, again, it's a priority for us. Everything starts with you guys. It's really important for you to really embrace what we're trying to build for you, for the fans to admire, not just people like Eduardo and me, we don't care about that, but the team, the 23 players that are going to be representing the first team, the 23 players that are going to be representing our League One team, and as we told Eduardo and myself, the players, they are the heroes to kids, they are the role models to the community, so it's very important for them to align with what we're trying to build here. And then obviously the fan base is going to grow from there, right? So it all starts with that. And events like these are really helpful. Right?
This one is special to me, and I know it's special to you guys. So we've seen a strong emphasis on youth development, which is absolutely, we build from within our own community to finally get to your Cadet FC, whether it's the Academy or the League One team. How do you see that continuing to grow in the future?
I mean, our L1 team is the first step for the community and to build in the future. We're going to be announcing pretty important things during the year. Believe me, guys, we're here to make Canadian soccer very, very strong, especially in the GTA. Growth of talent that is here. And give them an opportunity. I mean, I think Canadians didn't have an opportunity before to play professional soccer. There you have it right now. We're going to provide those kids, those parents to have their dream come true and provide them with opportunities. I think our L1 team is the first step. And yeah, we're very excited again. Can't wait for the season to start.
Just to add what Eduardo was saying, for us it's been almost more than 2 years in the making of a project that we have. So hopefully throughout the year we're going to be announcing this project that we've been working on. Our League One team is the first step towards that, and we're going to build from that way.
I don't think you realize how excited many of us in the soccer community are with what you're doing. It's unbelievable. But let's go back to when you first started. You came to Canada, purchased a team, and you're building it. How do you guys personally feel where you are with this project, and how excited are you? Like, oh my God, there's so much more to happen.
Well, from one side, it's a big anxiously because we have so many things that we want to announce and just start spreading the word, spreading the news about everything we're building on. But we have certain time dates and certain time that we're going to start announcing all of this. I can tell you that from my end, obviously, and from Eduardo, obviously, it all starts with we truly believe on the talent that exists here. And believe me when I say so, Canada is going to be a top nation in soccer 5, 6, 7 years on the road. Canada is going to be the top 10 national in equality. Believe me.
what we can do to make that happen, right? Commit to it, stick to it, and then build something.
All right, last question. You just, you totally made my day, by the way. Like, for all of us that have been involved for the decades in the GTA, you guys are a blessing. I've known you since day one, since you came in here. And I gotta tell you guys, ladies and gentlemen, they may be the owners, but they are massive football fans. They're huge soccer fans. Now, we're here for the kit launch. I know you guys have seen it. Can you give us any hints to what it looks like?
We haven't seen it yet.
Right. Any final words?
No, guys, again, thank you for being here. It was a great, great season. Believe me, we're working. We're working on it. Canada has a great future with soccer, and we're just going to be a pretty small part of it, okay? Thank you, guys. Welcome back.